This is Ted Kennedy. Unemployment compensation has an unfair catch-22 for the long-term unemployed. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, as the recession drags on, a catch-22 in unemployment compensation is denying fair treatment to jobless workers who take part-time work to ease the burden on their families. The problem arises when they start their second year out of work. Their unemployment benefits are recalculated based on their part-time pay, not the higher wages they earned before they lost their full-time jobs at the start of the recession. In many cases, the victims are Persian Gulf veterans whose National Guard and Reserve units were called up for the war. They came home to no jobs. Now their unemployment benefits are being reduced because of the small amount they earn drilling with their units. Close that loophole, Al. No one should have unemployment benefits reduced because they've been out of work longer than a year and took part-time jobs to make ends meet.
You mean the Massachusetts law on unemployment compensation doesn't allow part-time employees to receive full benefits? What a shocker. Ted, the law is so very clear. Anyone called to active service for Desert Storm in either Guard or the Reserves was guaranteed their job back when they returned. And when Congress passed the Emergency Unemployment Comp Bill last November, we included special provisions for our military. Ex-service members are now eligible to receive benefits after just 1 week of unemployment instead of the previous four-week waiting period. We also decreased the length of time in continuous active duty and the reserve status from 180 days to 90. Ted, the best solution for the unemployed is not another round of compensation. They want jobs, not welfare. And what is your eternal answer to unemployment? Slap small businesses with higher taxes. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the imbalance between measures in Congress that raise spending and those that cut spending. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.